irrational style. Sometimes ago, I asked a question, are you also titty? Wondering what I mean by titty. Now, titty is the name of a person in my writings then. You just used to identify a person name as titty. What led to that writing was, I noticed a lot of person feel God is unfair to them. Yes, there was a time in my life I had that thought. It was always running through my mind that God is unfair to me. Especially when I pray to Him and the situation still arises again. I totally believe God was unfair to me. Yes. It got to a stage that I had to insult God. Are you even God? Do you even exist? So why is my life like this? What have I done to deserve this? In my writings on teaching, I shared my admission issue. I was good, yes. The Father blessed me, yes. So there's this blessing of academic excellence and the like, but admission was not coming forth. So within me, I know this code, you are unfair. And the way now I hear stories of those that are not even up to your academic standard, they have admission, they've gone to school, even not just school, university. And there I am struggling. But I begin to realize over time, yes, okay, after gaining admission, after a lot of years, and I begin to grow with God, understand? So I begin to get the full picture of why some things do not just happen in our life. It is either the Father is setting a pace for us, or is settling something for us, or He wants us to get over something, because He knows that if we go in that full force, we might be destroyed. I begin to get the realization that there were a lot of things that I was battling with then. I have some things I should settle with, but I did not see that. I have habits that was not okay. Understand? Morally, I was down. I had issues here and there, but my focus there was just on academics. I was not seeing what the Father was doing. But those years that I stayed at home, it began to build me and begin to remove some things from me, begin to add things to me. Because if I had gone in that pace, like gain admission with that habit and likes, the results might not be okay, understand? So over time, the Father is not unfair to anybody. Okay, I set an instance also that if I see a rich man in fancy car, he might be battling with deadly diseases. And you see another man that does not even have the fancy car. He believes God is unfair to him because he does not have a fancy car. But it's LD, but just like he could not just get a car. That is it. You know, the way our Father works he works in a mysterious way. It's just our Father is our creator. So he's not unfair. And I went further to explain that if you are actually a child of God, you are following His ways and things are not going the way, just trust Him that whatever the plans or the outcome will be, it will be beneficial to you. But we have some set of persons that were just like my type then. But this ritualist, we fast and we pray, but His ways are not our ways. We disobey Him. And yet, you know, after praying and fasting, you should make your way right with the Father. But we are not making our way right with the Father. So when we pray and we fasted, and the Father does not answer, oh, okay, the result of the prayer is not coming forth. The next thing is, wow, this God is unfair. The truth is, He's not unfair. It's not unfair. You should not paint God unfair. Because you too, you are unfair. We are unfair. I was unfair. I was, okay, so if you go to church, I'll fast 3 days, I'll pray. But I was living in sin. My father is still helping me because he knows that if he answered my prayer in that kind of, you know, the results might not be okay. It took his time to build me. I begin to see reason. So God is not unfair. And I stated that we should remove the speck in our eyes before removing that of God's eye. God is not, is never unfaithful. The Father is faithful. He is ever faithful. Is ever faithful. No matter what we are passing through, no matter what our story might be like, every person, even the person you perceive have the best life, if you get close to them, they also have something to say. So God is not unfair to you. He's not unfair to the other person. He's not unfair to anybody. He is faithful. So this is me to you today, telling you that what are you passing through? What is that situation like? What is that prayer you've been praying about? You've been talking to God and it seems God is not hearing. It seems like there's no God in this heaven. There is God. Keep trusting Him. That situation is like you can never come out of it again. Trust God. He is not unfair. No matter bad thing that might have happened to you, trust God. Is not unfair. Is not unfair. It's not unfair. It is just that, okay, like I said, there was a podcast I did, then just remember that when you pray all the prayers that you know how to pray, remember something, that the Father is working in ways you cannot see. The Father has, He created us, right? He has been before we were, you understand? And He has gone before us. Even where we are going to, He has been there. So you understand the challenges, the things we are going to face along the way. We don't know. It's just our own idea that, okay, things should be done this way. But the Father's idea is like, if things is done this way, it might affect my daughter, it might affect my son. So the fact is, God is not unfair. Just trust Him. Trust God. He's working in ways you cannot see. And this is it. Dear Titi, God is not unfair. God is not unfair. He loves you and He's faithful. Keep trusting Him. And remember something. You not obeying the Father might be the reason for your unanswered prayer. Do not hold God in ransom if you are guilty. Change your ways now. He's faithful and keep trusting Him. You are loved, dear Titi. You are loved, dear Titi. God bless you.